Not even the bugs and the bacteria get to the food. Nothing eats that. And this is what we buy and put into our bodies.
You have a public role here, which is to warn people. It's not a question just
what are you warning them of?
Of what, whatever it is involved and what's in the food. What, if it's genetically modified.
Yeah, I'd like to know that.
I'd like to modify.
Fertilizers were made in the same factories that made explosives and ammunition.
Our foods that we buy off the shelves are filled with poisons and toxins. And Monsanto is by far the world's largest controller of food that reaches our shelves. The genetically modified seeds and the control that Monsanto has taken over the world is potentially devastating for the future ability of humanity to grow our own food.
You know, we were talking last week about some of the stuff that is subsidized in America agriculturally, and it's all the stuff that goes into making the worst kinds of food. It's not beets and broccoli.
So as much as we might have reached a really dangerous situation with Monsanto controlling large quantities of seeds and genetically modified seeds, and they own the rights to those seeds, by the way, as well. So if you accidentally grow their seeds on your farm without a license, you go to jail or they confiscate your farm.
A Canadian scientist has been caught in an Aaron Brockovich-like moment when he's asked to defend that chemical against links to cancer rates in Argentina. Take a look.
Do not believe that glyphosate in Argentina is causing increases in cancer. You can drink a whole quart of it and it won't hurt you.
It's, you want to drink some? We have some here.
I'd be happy to, actually. But you, not really, but...
Not really?
I know it wouldn't hurt me.
If you say so, I have some glyphosate.
No, I'm not stupid.
Ah, okay, so you...
No, but I know...
So it's dangerous,
I know,
right?
No, people try to commit suicide with it and fail fairly regularly.
Tell the truth.
It's not dangerous to humans. No, it's not.
So are you ready to drink one glass of glyphosate?
No, I'm not an idiot.
Food is making us sick. And the reason for this is because we no longer eat healthy food. Because of what's been happening, the rising costs, that people don't grow their food anymore, and the rising costs of production and labor, fast food has become a very quick and easy way for us to get fed. And that is a huge problem for the world, because fast food is not even food. We don't even know what to call it anymore. If you look at some of the examples of some of the major brands where they've taken the hamburgers and food that they create and they leave them exposed for years and years, not even the bugs and the bacteria get to the food. Nothing eats that. And this is what we buy and put into our bodies.
In Europe, only 5% of the food is genetically modified. Here, it's 70%.
We are poisoning ourselves voluntarily because we don't know what's going on. Well, now that you know this, you'll start thinking about this very differently. And this poisoning and attack on humanity goes a lot further. Anything else we didn't agree to as human beings? The fluoride in our water that makes us sick on every possible level, on so many levels, especially our pineal gland. The pineal gland in our brains that is affected by fluoride in the water.
We're all on medication right now. Did you use toothpaste with fluoride today? It blocks your pineal gland. And they put children on it, and we put our kids on it. You know, it's inside the deodorants that we use. It's all these things to create like a disconnect.
Why would they want to make us sick? It's very obvious. Follow the money. Who controls the medicine? The bankers, once again. They would make us sick because medicine is a huge industry. By keeping people sick, you keep selling them medicine that makes them even more sick. Just look at the side effects of the medicine. Take out the leaflet out of the next time you buy some medicine. Read the side effects on it. Just reading it makes you sick.